Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
Hey, it's AJ on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill, and welcome into the Thursday Rewind. This week, we're looking at 1970, and we're doing the usual. We got a couple of news stories from the year, along with some songs that were on the Billboard Hot 100 charts by the end of the year. And starting off tonight, our first news story from 1970, it has reached the end. That's right, the Beatles were officially disbanded in April of 1970. That's when Paul McCartney had publicly announced he was leaving. Their final album, Let It Be, was actually released a month later. The Beatles, in the form that everyone knows, John, George, Paul, Ringo, had been together since August of 1962. Our first song tonight on the Rewind, it's Chicago and Make Me Smile.
Yeah.
Also in 1970, a barrier was broken. The Boeing 747 made its first commercial passenger trip to London. The 747 was the world's first jumbo jet. Its first flight left January 22nd of 1970. The plane was operated by Pan Am, and the flight traveled from New York to London, carrying 332 passengers and 18 crew members. The 747 revolutionized air travel and the commercial airline business as we know it. The jumbo jets could carry up to 550 people during one flight. Our next song on the Hill, it's Blues Image, Ride Captain Ride. Also in 1970, while President Nixon was in office, there had been discussions of a reduction in U.S. presence in the war in Vietnam. However, there was a bit of an escalation in the year. In February of 69, President Nixon and his national security advisor, Henry Kissinger, had discussed plans for bombing the North Vietnamese supply routes that went through the nation of Cambodia. In March, Nixon had launched the secretive campaign called Operation Menu, in which American B-52s carpet bombed the eastern side of Cambodia. That campaign lasted for over a year and took a great toll on the country, as many civilian lives were lost. In April of 1970, President Nixon ordered a secret invasion of Cambodia by U.S. and South Vietnamese troops. The news of that invasion had reached the U.S. and further fueled anti-war sentiments. People staged massive protests against the U.S.'s involvement in Cambodia, and several students were shot and killed by the National Guard at anti-war protests at Kent State University and Jackson State University. Soon after that, Nixon withdrew our forces from Cambodia. The United States chose to continue the bombing of the country, which lasted until 1973. Our final song tonight, it's Edwin Starr and War.
Yeah. What are you good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
War.
Look out.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Listen to me.
Oh, war.
I despise. 'Cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears to thousands of others. To me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
And got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Oh, war
has shattered many a young man's dreams, made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war. Say it again.
War.
Oh, 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 Lord.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Listen to me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
Friend only to the Undertaker.
Hey, it's AJ on the After Hours. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Rewind. It's going to be up on chapelboro.com and the on-demand page here in just a couple of minutes. So if you missed any of it or just want to listen again, it'll be there for you to enjoy at your leisure. The After Hours returns next here on The Hill.